Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 25 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Doubly Blessed. Max Lucado says, "Which would you prefer, to be king of the mountain for the day, or to be a child of God for eternity?" Our text today is Joshua 16, verses 1 through 4. It reads, "The allotment of the people of Joseph went from the Jordan by Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the hill country to Bethel, then going from Bethel to Luz. It passes along to Ataroth, the territory of the Archites. Then it goes down westward to the territory of the Japhletites, as far as the territory of lower Beth-Horon, then to Gezer, and it ends at the sea. The people of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim received their inheritance." In Joshua 15, Judah received the largest amount of land because Judah received the blessing of the firstborn. Now remember that Judah was the fourth son of Jacob and Leah, but the sins of the first three sons disqualified them from receiving the firstborn blessing. Here in Joshua 16, Joseph receives a double portion given to his two sons because Joseph was the firstborn of Jacob and Rachel, and he was Jacob's favorite son. David Jackman's commentary introduces Joshua 16 as follows. "The favor of Jacob's blessing seems to be the reason why the two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, feature next in the allocation. With half of Manasseh already settled on the east of the river, the remaining half, along with Ephraim, are given large territories in the central part of the land, including many of the place names that become increasingly familiar to us as the Old Testament unfolds. Joseph is the only son of Jacob to have two inheritances. Every other tribe of Israel gets a land inheritance except Levi, the priestly tribe. Joseph's double portion is passed down to his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Scripture records six different times a double portion is given by God. A double portion occurred when someone received twice as much as what was given to others. Jacob favored Joseph and blessed him with a double portion. This blessing for Ephraim and Manasseh was prophesied in Genesis 48, 1 through 6, which reads, "After this, Joseph was told, 'Behold, your father is ill.' So he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and it is told to Jacob, 'Your son Joseph has come to you.' Then Israel summoned his strength and sat up in bed. And Jacob said to Joseph, 'God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said to me, "Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a company of peoples, and will give this land to your offspring after you for an everlasting possession. And now your two sons, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simeon are. And the children that you fathered after them shall be yours. They shall be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance." The blessing pronounced by Jacob in Genesis 48:5, "Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine as Reuben and Simeon are," displays Jacob's acceptance of Joseph's sons. Jacob received Ephraim and Manasseh into his family as his own children. Likewise, God accepts us into his family and allows us to be joint heirs with Jesus. God is our Father, and we are all his favorite children. God's love cannot be measured, so it is unwise to say that he loves all his kids the same. To make that statement would imply that you could total up God's love and it would be equal to all his children. God loves us way beyond what we can measure, understand, or even fathom. As Lisa Bevere so aptly stated, "God loves us uniquely rather than equally. Believe me, unique is better. Equal implies God's love is measured or measurable, and it's neither. It's infinite. Unique carries so much more depth. There is only one like you." So, God loves us all uniquely, and he gives all his children way more than we deserve. Alan Carr provides great spiritual application of Israel's inheritance to our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Where are you in your personal walk with the Lord this morning? Have you entered into Canaan, or are you wandering around in the wilderness, still struggling day to day? God has a place of peace and power for you, but you must be willing to claim your possession. It isn't for the faint-hearted, but it is for the faith-hearted. Come claim your Canaan right now. You see, there's a difference between a promise and a possession. God promised Israel the land, but they had to possess it before it became theirs. Hey, God has victory for his children. That is his promise. However, that promise must be actively pursued and possessed before it will ever become a reality. Some questions today. In what ways has God blessed you with a double portion? What does Romans 8:15 through 17 mean in reference to your spiritual inheritance? It reads, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much that you bless us with your love in unique ways. Thank you for allowing us to be co-heirs with Christ. I pray that you would show us how to live that reality today. Remind us of your love in every moment. In Christ's name, amen.